Hello, you are listening to Understanding AB 1024 and its impact on undocumented law students, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear an interview with ILRC founder Bill Hing as he answers questions regarding the significance of the passage of AB 1024 by state legislature and Governor Brown's signing. What is the significance of the passage of AB 1024 by the state legislature and Governor Brown's signing?
AB 1024 is a signal from the California legislature that the legislature does not object to undocumented law graduates getting a bar license to practice law in California. So it's an important step that sends a signal to the court that undocumented law graduates should be able to practice law in the state.
Why was it necessary for the state legislature to act?
The California Supreme Court heard the case of a gentleman named Sergio Garcia in early September. And Sergio Garcia is an undocumented law graduate who passed the California bar exam 3 years ago. And the California Supreme Court is the entity that issues bar licenses in California. So the State Bar of California that administers the bar exam recommended to the California Supreme Court that Sergio Garcia be admitted to practice law. The California Supreme Court decided that it wasn't sure whether or not it should grant a law license to an undocumented immigrant. And so it held a hearing, it asked for legal briefs, and during the legal argument of Sergio Garcia's case, the court seemed to indicate that they were constrained by a federal law dealing with a prohibition on licenses to undocumented individuals. And they interpreted that federal law dealing with licenses might include law licenses. And so they were puzzled why the California legislature hadn't done anything, because the federal law said if the legislature does something, then it's okay to issue a license to undocumented immigrants. So that's a long, convoluted way of saying that AB 1024 was viewed as a necessary piece of legislation in response to the court's skepticism that it could not do anything unless the state legislature granted its blessings.
Why did the Obama administration oppose the issuance of a license to Sergio Garcia, the undocumented law graduate who passed the bar?
We are very disappointed that the Obama administration opposed Sergio Garcia's admission. The position that the Obama administration took was that there is a federal law that prohibits public benefits and law licenses to be granted to undocumented immigrants unless a state legislature explicitly authorizes the benefits. Sergio Garcia argued that practicing law is not a public benefit, and that besides that, an undocumented person should be able to practice law because it's a different type of license that was intended to be prohibited. But the Obama administration said, no, even when it comes to law licenses, you need to have the state legislature's permission first. And so because the state legislature had not acted, the Obama administration opposed Sergio's admission.
How many undocumented law students and lawyers are there in California or across the nation?
No one knows for sure how many undocumented law students or lawyers or law graduates there are in the United States, because the truth is many such individuals have not revealed their status. However, it's very clear that there probably are dozens in California and at least hundreds across the country. In my experience teaching at UC Davis and at USF, and prior to that at Stanford, I always had one or two students that were undocumented. So it is very clear to me that there are many undocumented students who have attended law school, just as there are many dreamers that go to undergraduate school. Many of those individuals aspire to go to law school or to become lawyers or become doctors. And so I'm sure that there's at least dozens in California, if not more.
Since an employer is not supposed to knowingly hire an undocumented employee, will a lawyer who is undocumented have any employment problems?
There is a law against an employer hiring an undocumented worker. So there will be a challenge for somebody with a law license to practice law if they want to be employed by an employer. For example, if they want to work as a staff attorney at a legal aid office, that legal aid office actually cannot hire that person if that person doesn't have employment authorization from the federal government. However, any undocumented person in the United States can open their own business, or they can be an independent contractor, so that if someone opens their own law practice, and they start receiving clients, they aren't employees of the client. They just have a contract agreement with a client to perform the work. So that's what an undocumented lawyer would have to do. That person would have to be in private practice, privately contracting with individual clients, just as if they had their own solo practice. And of course, if they wanted to do pro bono work, of course, an undocumented lawyer could do that.
Does this issue involving the licensed practice law have any significance for the issuance of other professional licenses in California?
There is a very serious question about the issuance of other licenses to undocumented immigrants throughout California, and for that matter, across the United States. Because the federal law states that a license cannot be issued to an undocumented person unless the state legislature knowingly approves of that. That could mean that somebody who wants to practice medicine, or somebody who wants to have a business license, or somebody who wants to have a barber's license, that if the federal government wanted to challenge those licenses, that the state legislature would have to act positively, otherwise the federal government might claim that those individuals cannot be issued those types of licenses. So this is a very important issue for undocumented individuals who need to get a license to do something.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on understanding AB 1024 and its impact on undocumented law students. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal trainings, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.